Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then the Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, we're back at the clinic. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, hi. So we're thrilled to be joined by somebody today who is full of all the information that we need to stay healthy and keep our immunity up, which at this time is crucial for everybody. So I want to welcome Petronella Ravens here, who I've known for many, many years.
Many years. Well, thank you so much for inviting me on.
And I'm very thrilled that you're here with us.
Thank you.
Petronella is a
nutritional therapist.
Oh, so it's both kind of mental and physical.
And a psychoneuroimmunologist.
Describe.
What is that?
It's really how the mind affects the immune system and the rest of the body. Because, you know,
so
going to nutrition school was fantastic. But, you know, we're not just, we can't change everything by changing the food that we eat. We need to also address what lies between our ears. And that has a knock-on effect on our immune system. So psychoneuroimmunology was really, it was a really incredible two-year diploma with the Natura Foundation. And Leah Prumboom, which means plum tree.
Prumboom. Oh, I like that.
I like that word too.
Prumboom.
Yeah, he's a crazy maverick genius professor who told us all about this psychoneuroimmunology. And really it's about connecting the dots between the brain, the immune system, the endocrine system, looking at our, you know, Neolithic ancestors, you know, because our genes haven't really changed in the last 50,000 years. But think what's happened to our environment. So it was joining all the dots together. And really one of the most important things is the knowledge that stress really, really dampens down our immune system. So that's one of the things maybe we could talk about today, because it's so important that we address stress, and not by drinking vodka and eating cake, you know, because that's
shit. Really, yeah. Just go.
Sorry,
about the vodka and the cake.
Sorry about that. Yeah, exactly. So no, it's about doing boring things like breathing exercises, and well, yoga's not necessarily boring, but you know, doing all the things that are really helpful and recentering for us, and strengthening our immune system that way. That's probably the most important thing. And I know a lot of people have put on a lot of weight during lockdown. Everybody's been stressed up to their eyeballs. So it's time to really take control, because actually our health really is in our hands. You know, we can absolutely control how we feel and how we look and how well our immune system works.
I mean, all of the stress that we're all going through, and it is a collective stress, I think, which is quite an interesting thing. So I think everybody's jangling a bit. But that kind of combined with what my hormones are trying to do at the same time, which is, you know, really screw with my head. So I do a lot of waking up. It's the end of the world. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I chew CBD
You do, good.
Pastels, yeah. Like, it's going out of fashion. I take some before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Then I wake up, it's definitely the end of the world for about 2 hours. So I take another one, and I do breathing exercises,
you do. Well,
I've started to. 10 out, 10 in.
Well,
very conscious
done.
Breathing.
Did you do that with an app?
No, I did that because my friend Julia Samuel, who's a grief counsellor.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Yeah. Who... has given me, I don't know, through my life, kind of three tips, and one of them is about breathing that I've really listened to.
I feel like there's a lot more going on about breathing recently. I mean, I use breathing for my son, the Calm app, just before his exams, just to take him into another space and just to relax him before his exams. And then I was kind of doing them alongside him. And then I noticed that we were all three in a cab one day and my husband was doing the same thing. We were all, you know, I opened
but
my
But even
eyes.
As we really say it here, I've just taken that sort of breath.
That little deep breath.
I fill my diaphragm.
That's great.
I take
that's
it down
perfect.
To the bottom of my stomach. I let it out.
And you let it out more slowly. Well,
very
than you
slowly.
Take it in.
And I think it is... A little bit, you know, my father used to get me to count my toes when I was a child. I'm just taking my brain away from my anxiety is what I'm really doing, and I'm focusing it elsewhere. But I definitely think that breathing has been, I mean, I'm much more anxious again now than I was at the beginning, like I was at the beginning of lockdown.
But that's because you've been in London for a bit.
I've been in London and everything's changing again and there's a second wave and, you know, I'm aware of this sort of heightened anxiety everywhere. Nobody knows. There's no certainty.
No, you can feel the anxiety in the air, can't you?
Yeah, so you can feel
palpable. Palpable, exactly. Horrible.
Is there a way to... reduce stress with supplementation? I mean, how you cope with it or how your body does?
Yes, absolutely. You know, so there are the adrenal glands which sit on top of our kidneys, and they really help us deal with stress, and they produce the stress hormones like adrenaline, but also cortisol. And what they really, really, really love is vitamin C. And vitamin C is so important to them that they actually sequester a small amount just for them so that no other parts of the body can get it. So vitamin C, B vitamins and magnesium, those are the magic things to help us deal with stress. And magnesium, we use it up when we're under stress because when we're stressed, our blood becomes slightly more acidic and the body doesn't like that. And it draws minerals like calcium, magnesium out of the bones to alkalize the blood, and then we just pee it out. We pee out all our magnesium, which leaves us unable to relax and with no energy as well. So
interesting.
Why do I think I poo out all my magnesium? Because I've noticed a couple of times. Oh, do you remember last year you gave me some magnesium?
Yeah.
And I can you have a very strong reaction to
you
magnesium?
You can, yeah. It's probably genetic. It might be to do with the gut microbes, but it has an osmotic effect. So it draws water into the colon, which helps to flush it out.
Okay.
So it's good for constipation.
So it's an added benefit.
Well,
without wishing to get too much information on it, with me on this show, I don't think there is such thing as too much information. No. I mean, I've got incredibly kind of like loose stools since I've been taking. We'll get to it. You sent us a sort of series of...
Yeah.
But my you know, it comes out like a drain. It
comes out like a drain. So we've got to find a magnesium that's really gentle for you.
Okay.
That you can actually use.
Okay, so there are different strengths.
Yeah, there are different strengths and different forms. Okay. Like Epsom salts, you know, which is like drain cleaner for the body, is magnesium sulfate. But that is probably magnesium citrate, I think.
It is citrate.
Yes. Citrate, yeah. So you could do with glycinate.
Okay.
That's so what's the difference between those three words? So citrate...
So citrate and glycinate are organic forms of magnesium, which doesn't mean it's organic in the food sense, but it means it was once living matter, you know, it came from plants, whereas sulfate is basically magnesium from a rock and very difficult to absorb, which is why it works so well as a laxative, because we just, you know, we poo it out with a lot of water. But bisglycinate or glycinate is very clever because it's disguised as a protein. And the body will always take a protein in. Whereas if it thinks it's magnesium, it can say, no, no, we're fine, thanks. We've had enough. But it's protein. Yes, come in. It's like a Trojan horse. And it says, ha-ha, I'm actually magnesium after all. So I think that might be the solution for you.
Oh, I like that, ha-ha.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, I'm not averse to a bit of really sort of strong pooing from time to time. You know, I do feel flushed out.
That's good.
And just that much skinnier. I say skinnier. Can I ask you, Petronella, just how long have you been doing this? Because you've got an amazing knowledge. Like, I've never met anyone as knowledgeable as you.
Thanks, darling.
And
thank
also
you.
As nurturing. I think that's very important, because sometimes you can go and see a doctor or a nutritionist and you get just get kind of blown away with...
Yes,
no, fact.
Yeah.
And you always wrap it up. I always feel like I've had a really good therapy session.
Thank you.
I feel kind of nurtured and cuddled.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And
thank you.
So you're very, I feel it's a very big part of what you do. So just tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I got involved in nutrition because my son, who is now 31, it's unbelievable how they do
unbelievable.
That, isn't it? Incredible.
Really annoying.
Yeah, really annoying. He was ill a lot when he was little with respiratory infections. And I used to take him to the doctors, and he always got given antibiotics, and he got iller and iller and started getting, you know, eczema and tummy problems and everything else. So I thought, I can't do this anymore, because that's all they've got, so I have to find something else. So tried lots of different things, like, you know, herbalism and, you know, reflexology, and everything helped, but it didn't stick. And it was Patrick Holford, who incidentally has just written a brilliant book about the immune system, and I signed up for his school and changed my son's diet, took him off wheat and dairy, gave him probiotics, and he began to get better. And I was absolutely blown away. So that was how it all started, out of love for my son, who's now a very feisty 31-year-old living in New York, thanks.
Yeah. The stomach like a rock.
Stomach like a rock, yeah. Very hale and hearty he is. So that's how it all started. But I suppose perhaps that's why it's very sweet of you to say all those lovely things. About, you know, feeling like a therapy, that actually explaining to somebody like a child about why we're doing what we're doing, you know, is important. You know, and we're not just being bossy, we're giving people the deep knowledge. That was one of the things that Leo Prumboom spoke about, the deep knowledge, because if we understand why we're changing what we're doing, then it makes it easier to do, you know, rather than somebody just telling you to do
just
this
take
do
these,
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't stick.
It doesn't
if
stick,
you don't believe
it?
In it,
no.
It's very hard to stay consistent in
exactly.
anything.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's true.
Well, again, one of the nice things about working with you is that you don't just prescribe a whole lot of stuff for people to... I mean, you do, but you're very involved in the journey with
yeah,
the people
exactly.
who you deal
really
with.
Important.
So
yeah.
you're always on the end of a phone, or you're always on the end of an email, or...
Yeah, we're in it together.
We're in it together.
Absolutely.
So right now, in this immense time of uncertainty and anxiety, vitamins have probably taken a huge increase in terms of people.
They really have. I mean, when was it? March. You couldn't buy zinc and you couldn't buy vitamin C.
That's true.
Yeah.
I did try and buy zinc and I buy it anyway. And so it was just
anyway,
shocking
exactly.
that I couldn't replenish my own stocks
exactly.
that I was taking before. But I've always had, there's a few questions that I think are important.
Yeah.
So one, before we get specifically into like something like immunity, how do you determine what's a good brand of vitamin? How do you know that, for instance, this one from Terra Nova is good versus, I don't know, some other brand? I'm not naming names.
I know it's really, really difficult because, I mean, I know about these brands because I know the stories behind them. But of course, you know, you go into a health food shop and have no idea. Solgar is actually very good. I mean, I shouldn't name names, and I just did.
I think it's fine because we don't work with advertisers. We accept no dues or fees.
Terra Nova was the brainchild of somebody who used to work for Solgar. And he has, he says it's a more holistic approach in that he adds the herbs and the vitamins to the minerals or whatever it is to make them more bioavailable so that we absorb them better. BioCare was founded by a man called John Sterling. And so he sold BioCare and then he started this company, BioNutri, who also make fantastic products. But you're right, without, you know, knowing these sort of backstories, it's almost impossible. You know, if you can build a little relationship with somebody in a health food shop, or better still, you know, a nutritionist, then you're likely to get the best advice.
Can I ask you here, because on your BioCare, and you talk about vitamin C a lot,
yeah.
and that in the kind of tiny little fact box that I'm capable of remembering anything, including my own name, yeah. I do know that it's if your vitamins aren't encased... Yeah. It's better. So I take something called Ultrient Vitamin C.
Excellent.
Which is a liposome, really, which is like a gel that I put into water, and it's apparently 98% absorption into
really,
your...
Really good.
Okay, so it's better if
it's
you can to take a bit of, to take something that's not encased in that sort of coated... I don't know what it's made of. Yeah, like a capsule, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, capsules have changed a lot too now, and they're, you know, they're much easier to digest, they're much easier on the body, and some them are designed to be released at a certain stage, you know, in the intestine according to the acid levels. But I know that you'd rather just add your things to
a smoothie. I put it in a shake,
which is great.
It's really great. One hit.
Yeah.
There is a website, I don't know if you, because I know you're writing a book, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you got a website?
No.
Okay. So, because I go to somewhere called Victoria Health.
I love them. They're really good.
And I think Victoria Health, if any of you don't know, it's a really good site. It's got some brilliant writers on it.
Really
it does a lot of what we're doing here today. It really talks you through the best brands and what to take. So if any of you are wanting to go and have a look at
if you find one there, it's a really good product.
Yeah, definitely.
So what would you say now in this heightened time, everybody's worried about their health, what do you recommend as a, I mean, obviously everybody's different, so stress levels are different, lifestyles are different, but
I mean, generally I think, you know, just coming back to the real basics, like eating a really nutritious, you know, really nutrient dense diet and getting rid of the sugar, because sugar and vitamin C are very similar, and when the body's got the choice, it always takes up the sugar, because that's important for life itself. And we are one of the few mammals who no longer make vitamin C, and the guinea pig is one of the other mammals that doesn't make vitamin C anymore.
Interesting.
There you go.
Did not know that.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason that guinea pigs are used in all these awful experiments. I don't know if they still are. I hope they're not. Because they've forgotten how to make vitamin C, because they had so much vitamin C in their diet, they didn't need to make it. But goats and rats and all the other mammals and dogs and pussycats, they all make their own vitamin C. And when they're ill, they make more of it.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
We have to,
yeah.
It's also fascinating because, you know, I'm thinking about my salted caramel Twix that I may or may not have had last night, but, you know, it's... Oh, it's such a hard one to step away from. I know you sent a lovely little fat list of what we must do, and it's everything you think, I know that. I know I mustn't eat sweets, and I know I mustn't eat carbs.
Yeah.
And it's getting colder.
It's getting colder, and it's rank, isn't it? Everybody's really struggling at the moment. It suddenly got cold.
How do you get rid of that sugar craving?
Well, I find it really helps to think of the sweet tooth as a little monster. And every time you give it something to eat, it gets a bit bigger and a bit more vociferous. But what we can say is, I'm going to starve you to death. I'm not going to give you a single speck until you wither and die.
And then you just get out of the habit. I've never gotten out of the habit of having something sweet.
So Petronella looked after Robert, and Robert will, if he sees a Cadbury's fruit and nut, he'd kind of run over his own child to get to it, and then he eats the entire bar. I mean, he's complete 100% addicted to sugar. I hear because we keep the chocolate in the fridge, I hear the of the fridge door opening, and then I hear this sort of and then it's gone, like the whole thing is gone. But you gave him something when he did stop eating sugar to help him with the cravings.
Kudzu can really help.
What's
that's
it called?
Kudzu, K-U-D-Z-U.
K-U-D-Z-U.
Yeah, it's a herb, and actually it was, scientists used it on alcoholic hamsters, because hamsters...
sugar, alcohol addiction.
They got hamsters drunk.
They got them drunk. They got them addicted to alcohol, which is quite easy with hamsters.
Oh my God, okay.
I don't think you can make...
We are not condoning this, by the way.
No. I don't think that guinea pigs are inclined to drink too much.
Okay, funny that.
Funny enough.
I rarely see them down the pub.
Exactly. But hamsters like a tipple, and they gave them this herb. And they found that the hamsters who had the kudzu were no longer interested in the vodka. They'd rather have water. And then they found that actually it was very helpful for sugar as well, because they're quite related.
I've got to get some Petronella, because it's my big...
So is that a tablet?
Yeah, a tablet. K-U-D-Z-U, you can get it from Amazon.
So when you feel the craving, or you just take one in the morning?
No, I would say, and actually they're very good for our liver, and they're very good for things like hot flushes.
Oh my God, I need a box.
So two mid-morning and two mid-afternoon, really, really good. Yeah. The other
I'm taking notes, by the way, guys.
Will you? Yes. Lucky we've got it recorded, because I wouldn't remember till the end of the show, but let's get some.
Yeah, let's get some. The other thing that can really help is 5-HTP, because sometimes we're craving sugar because we're actually lacking serotonin. And 5-HTP is, you know, it's the next step up from serotonin, so we can convert that into serotonin, which is a kind of happy, feel-good neurotransmitter. And it can also be helpful for sleep.
Because I think when you talk about that happy, feel-good neurotransmitter, I think we are all, you know, we keep talking about this kind of collective feeling, but happy, feel-good is not two words that I'd be using, you know, including in that feeling. So I think that a lot of my friends have put on a few pounds because they're turning to... They're comforting themselves,
you know? Yeah. So 5-HTP could be something that they might try. It doesn't work for everybody. And by the way, you must be very careful and not take it if you're taking any kind of Prozac, you know, SSRIs, because they don't go well together at all.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm going to read you out some listener questions.
Okay.
And give us some concise, boom answers.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Immunity is so important in the wintertime, and especially this year. Do you think our immune system is something we overlook in our diets?
Yes, definitely. I think we hardly ever think about our immune system. And we hardly ever think about our microbes who train up our immune cells. So let's not think about what we want to eat. Let's think about what they want to eat.
What are some of the ways we can boost our immune system with nutrition?
So think mushrooms, think leafy greens, think, you know, sort of really organic proteins, fish, meat, chicken, and lots of berries. Those are the main things.
You recommend adaptogens to combat stress. What are they? And why should we be taking them?
So adaptogens are literally things that help us adapt to stress or adapt back to homeostasis, which is kind of balance. And rhodiola is one of the best known ones, and they use it a lot in Siberia. Just
Could
to get
say that word
winter.
Again?
Rhodiola.
Rhodiola.
Yeah, amazing stuff. And Siberian ginseng and all the mushrooms, the medicinal mushrooms, are adaptogens as well.
Let's talk about food. What would a really good immune-boosting breakfast be?
A really good immune-boosting breakfast would be eggs, because they are very high in protein, and green vegetables, and mushrooms, again, because they are so
We just want to have mushrooms.
Yeah, it's all about the shroom, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing things.
Okay.
And you're keen on limiting carbohydrate for good health, correct?
Correct.
And why is that?
One of the reasons, one of the main reasons, is that all carbohydrates break down to sugar, and sugar is an enemy of our immune system. And the other thing about carbohydrates and sugar is that when we produce insulin, which we need to get the sugar into our cells, we use up our zinc, and zinc is vital for the immune system. So you think, well, eating sugar, using up zinc, we're actually dampening our immune system in several ways, but that's one of the main ones.
Mm. Can we have things like sweet potatoes, though, or celeriac and things like that?
Those are absolutely fine. It's really sugar and refined grains. Yeah.
I like this quick fire game, Mariam. Do you want the next one, or do I go next?
You're also encouraging feeding our microbe. I find this super interesting. What should we do, and how do we do that through what we eat?
So give them lots of vegetables and a big variety. They all like different kinds of fiber. So we don't want to just feed two microbes by always eating broccoli and carrots. We want to eat a huge variety. And they love olive oil. Get extra virgin olive oil, which we can cook with, contrary to, you know.
If we make a great big vegetable soup,
fantastic.
Are we cooking the goodness out? No.
No, wonderful.
Okay, so my minestrone.
Is awesome. Perfect. I have lots of minestrone.
Okay, that's
wonderful. Great. What about for these microbes? Do you also probiotics, you know, so pickled?
Fantastic. Yes, all those fermented foods. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, kimchi, sauerkraut, kefir, all those things the microbes really love. And they love dark chocolate. The darker, the better.
You just told us no sugar. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, and green tea as well. They love that. Yeah.
So I'm going to do a pause on this question, because in front of us, Mariam and I have got whole range of goodies that you sent us to try, because we asked you to kind of give us a selection of the supplements that we should be taking to get through this long winter and to help stave off flu or nasty COVIDs or all sorts of things. So
exactly.
In front of me, I'm just going to read out what you sent me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's start with mushroom synergy.
Mushrooms are the most extraordinary things. They've got the special, you know, special kinds of fibres that really feed the good microbes. They're also adaptogens, so they help us deal with stress. And they've got something called beta-glucans in them, which is really, really powerful for the immune system. And in fact, you know, if you feel you've got a cold coming on, take vitamin C and beta-glucans, and you can almost stop it in its tracks.
They mushroom pretty well with everything.
Yeah.
I'd already been taking something called lion's mane, which is
fantastic, yeah. Perfect, really good.
Because they tell you it's going to make you clever. Apparently, it's very,
yeah.
Very good for the brain, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Well, it must be working because I remembered its name. Next, by Fushi, you sent us a fresh ground organic four-root maca.
So maca, again, is great for energy. It's an adaptogen. It helps us feel that we've got the resilience to get through things. And that's really the same, along the same lines as your ashwagandha there.
Yes.
So ashwagandha, maca, Siberian ginseng, rhodiola, they all just give us a bit of zip. And
where would you find those naturally?
Well, weird places like Siberia, I think. Okay. So, yeah.
So not something that you can get through your normal diet?
No. And maca, I think, is Peruvian. I think it comes from South America.
Okay.
Yeah, but a lot of them are cold weather things, cold weather plants.
I would just say, note to all of you makers out there, that a lot of us who take these products can't see very well.
It's
incredibly hard to read on the back of the bottles what we're supposed to be doing. I'm forever trying to kind of hold it under a light.
But it's not their fault. Going. That's just not, because they have to get a lot of information on there.
Okay, so we've done that. So the Fushi, both the Fushi products, which I've heard from other people that Fushi's a terrific brand.
Fushi's nice, exactly.
And the ashwagandha, yeah, ashwagandha is fantastic.
That is wonderful stuff.
The other thing that I have a problem with, and we were talking about this earlier, is this kind of take 3 drops 3 times a day. Could I take 9 drops once a day?
Exactly.
I can. Yeah. It doesn't matter
fine.
All that 3 times
exactly.
a day. Oh, thank God. Yeah. Because it's the sort of set your alarm, carry it in your bag. Oh, my God, I haven't taken
it. Impossible.
I failed and then I give up kind of thing. Okay, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, 2.5 mils in a smoothie in the morning.
So I can put that in my smoothie.
Yeah.
Okay, because it all goes in a shake.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what else goes in the shake.
I want to know what else is in your
well,
shake.
Well, I put a banana.
I'm having a shake right now.
Peanut
put a
butter,
banana.
Chocolate.
Some berries. I put blueberries, raspberries, strawberries,
perfect.
A banana or half a banana.
Perfect.
And then I put some Brazil nuts, some almonds, and some mixed seeds.
Perfect. That sounds fantastic.
And then sometimes I put some kefir.
Yeah, very nice.
And sometimes, and I mix that up with some cashew milk.
Yeah, perfect.
That's
good.
My breakfast every day.
Yeah.
And if, depending on the mood, I put some chia seeds in as well, because they keep me feeling quite
full. They keep
me full,
yeah.
I do it every morning. It's the only thing I eat in the mornings.
Wonderful. Perfect.
And then the calcium poo powder, let's call it, shall we?
Poo powder.
So the calcium definitely does make me poo. But yes,
the reason
so
I included
that
is because it takes, you know, it's about dealing with stress. You know, those three minerals are all excreted by
calcium,
stress.
Calcium, magnesium.
And zinc. And zinc's so important for the immune system as well.
We're racing through. Okay, vitamin C rosehip complex by BioCare.
Yes, so vitamin C as ascorbic acid is very often used. That's the form used in most of the clinical trials. But there is evidence to show that it's possibly better absorbed with bioflavonoids from rosehips and, you know, citrus fruits and things like that. Because that's how you find it in nature.
Yeah.
You know, you'd find it bound up with those deeply coloured fruits mainly.
And actually, it's got quite a nice taste.
Good,
so
good.
All of this, when I make it in my smoothie, it's got kind of sweet berry taste.
That's good.
Liquid vitamin D3.
Yeah.
Liquid vitamin D3. Tell me about that.
D3 is vital to practically every single aspect of the immune system, and we're all very short of it. Because, you know, we think, well, we're going to the beach in the summer, but actually, if we put on factor 8 screen or higher, we cannot make it in our skin. We're all very, very short of it.
There's a battle between sunscreen and a little bit that we need. And actually in the UK, I mean, we're very deprived of...
We're very deprived, yeah.
It's true.
And you think about, you know, sad, that, you know, winter sadness
syndrome. Yeah. Disorder,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'd really recommend, if you want to know more about the immune system and how it works, this book is written in very, you know, simple language that we can all understand, and it's called Flu Fighters, How to Win the Cold War by Boosting Your Natural Immunity with Non-Toxic Nutrients by Patrick Holford. And what I was just wanted to say, you know, if you feel you're coming down with something, that is the moment to really load up on the vitamin C. And you can take, you know, 1 to 3 grams every hour to bowel tolerance. That means when your tissues are saturated with vitamin C, you'll get diarrhea. So then you'll know that you've, you know, you don't need quite that much. And how do you know that you're being attacked? Because you might feel slightly depressed, slightly low energy-wise. You might feel a heaviness behind your eyes. But I think the number one thing is just feeling slightly blue, and you think, what's the matter with you? That's always, to me, that's a sign that I need to ramp up the vitamin C.
I swear to God, you've just described the way I woke up this morning.
I have to say, me too.
Yeah.
I have that feeling right behind my
eyes. I haven't had enough sleep. Yeah. My eyes are burning.
Yeah.
I've been low-grade depressed.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
It's our immune system using up a lot of energy, fighting the bugs, the viruses and the bacteria. Uses up a huge amount of energy.
That's fascinating.
That is fascinating. Any other tidbits you want to share?
Sleep. Because that is when, you know, the immune system and the brain are both very expensive, metabolically speaking, and they can't both be in charge, which is, I'm sure you've seen your children, you know, with a high fever, and they're kind of delirious, they're not making sense, because the immune system has essentially put the brain to sleep. So sleep is when the immune system comes to life, and it deals with all the things it hasn't dealt with during the day. And we really do need 7 to 8 hours good sleep, so do whatever it takes. Epsom salt baths, really amazing.
I take them like periodically.
Fantastic. So good, because we absorb the magnesium through the skin. Things like 5-HTP, CBD oil, glycine, that's an amino acid, which is very soothing and detoxing. And I find that it's really important to cycle the sleep supplements, because otherwise, like, your body gets used to it and it says, oh yeah, I remember that. No, it's not going to work tonight.
Also mix them up.
Mix them up, yeah. Keep taking your body by surprise. Melissa, you know, lemon balm can be really helpful too. And theanine, which is something found in green tea, which is why green tea, it's got caffeine in it, so it perks you up, but it makes you feel calm.
I can go to sleep after having a green tea, no problem.
That's amazing. That's theanine.
That's
really lovely. So you can take that in a capsule as well at bedtime. Really helps.
I wanted to ask you, people who are very stressed out, do they generally make, are they're less adaptable to stress because they don't make enough cortisol, or...
Yes, potentially. We used to talk about adrenal exhaustion, people weren't making enough cortisol, but Leo said actually it's not adrenal exhaustion, it is cortisol resistance, in much the same way as insulin resistance. So because the body is not using it, it stops making so much of it. But one of the ways you can tell if your adrenal glands are kind of perked up or not is if you stand up quickly and you feel slightly lightheaded. That's a sign.
I do that all the time, fall over.
Yeah, there you are. That, because the adrenals also rule our blood pressure.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the magnesium.
Yeah, so aldosterone, which is another adrenal hormone, regulates our blood pressure. So if you stand up quickly, you know, the message should go to the rest of the body, constrict, everybody, constrict, otherwise you get that woozy head.
I get a huge amount of dizzy. Do you get dizzy?
I do on occasion.
I get dizzy all the time. Even turning over in bed, I get dizzy.
Really do, darling.
Okay, elderberry.
Elderberry is incredible stuff.
My health aid.
Yeah, it was actually Sambacol was the original one, which was the brainchild of an Israeli doctor. I wrote her name down here. Yes, Madeline Mumshuglu. And in 1995, I think, and she did lots of fantastic studies on it. Basically, you know that a virus has got these spikes all around the edge of it, and it uses the spikes to attach this to the cell, and then the virus burrows its way in. And that elderberry kind of covers the spikes in this non-stick-like Teflon, so they can't attach to the cells.
Interesting.
Oh, wow, that's
Isn't that
so
fantastic?
Interesting.
And then there's another spike which the virus uses to get back out of the cell. And if we take vitamin C, that can help sort of disable that spike.
So the C in the elderberry are really key when
really
you're fighting viruses.
Viruses, yeah.
And last but not least, in my pile, because Mariam's got a whole thing, two things left. One is BioCare Selenium Nutrisilk.
Yeah, so again, selenium is vital for our immune system, and it's vital for We make our own antioxidants in our bodies. One of them is called glutathione peroxidase. And without enough selenium, we can't make it. And so our immune system simply doesn't work. It's quite toxic, though, so don't take more than 200 micrograms. You know, 50
Two drops a day.
Two drops a day, exactly. And that's really good to take through the winter, but not more than that.
Okay. So that was my next question. Would you recommend going on these, like, seasonally? So that's a really nice repertoire of...
Exactly, you know, to keep you strong during the winter. Yeah, keep everything at
bay.
And
is there anything that you shouldn't take all year round? Or, you know, if someone likes something, is there something, you know, is there...
So, for instance, you'd probably take less selenium the rest of the year. You know, you could take 50 micrograms would be a good dose, but 200 through the winter. But you wouldn't have to actually stop any of them, just take less.
So all of these things that you've sent us, including a BioCare 7-day pack...
Yeah.
So is that just it's like a kickstart you?
As a kickstart, intensive. Yeah.
Okay, so it's an intensive
kickstart. It's got everything we talked about.
Yeah, it's got everything we talked about. So this is quite, it's quite a pricey little story, I'm imagining. I imagine we're looking at a couple of £100.
It is, less than that. Yeah.
Okay. And when I've gone through what you've given me, what we've got here, because like the mushroom, for example, in a jar, it's only probably half full.
I know.
You only need very little of it.
You only need a little, exactly.
But are we looking at sort of a month's worth?
No, some of those are definitely 3 months
okay.
worth.
Okay, yeah. And then is it keep, repeat? Is it something you think we should do year round, as Marianne was saying?
March, April, yeah.
Is there any medication that you shouldn't, you know, sometimes since they're not as regulated as medications, is there something if you're on certain, you know, blood pressure, diabetes, you know, anything?
With that is a pretty safe collection. As I say, no 5-HTP with serotonin. Be careful taking fish oil with, obviously, with blood thinners because fish oil also thins the blood, exactly. But other than that, I think it's pretty safe. But, you know, if you're taking any kind of immune suppressants or anything, do check with your doctor. That's really important. You know, they're happy for you to take these supplements.
And actually, you would have a completely different regimen, basically, for someone who is potentially sick or unwell, you know, fighting cancer or...
Yeah, definitely. You have to be very careful with chemotherapy because you don't want to negate the chemotherapy is cytotoxic. So you don't want to take antioxidants, you know, to protect the cells. You want the chemo to do its job. But again, that's not my special area, but just be careful. So if you're working with a specialist on anything, just check that they're happy for you to take these pills.
Well, I have that with Robert because he has lymphoma, and so he has to be very careful, especially with the fruits and the vegetables and the supplements that he takes.
Exactly.
If you're working from home, which so many of us are, and I'm almost always hungry, what's a great snack?
A glass of water.
That's when you think you're hungry, but actually you're thirsty. You've said that to me so many times over the years.
You're thirsty or bored. It's displacement activity.
How much water should we be drinking a day, Petronella?
Well, I'd say at least 2 litres before lunch.
Impossible.
I have to wear nappies, you know that. I mean, I have to practically wear nappies as it
anyway,
is. But
exactly, me too.
Yes. Why two litres before lunch?
It's because we really need water first thing in the morning. That's the most important time. If we have a cup of coffee, we don't think about the water. And I do it myself. I say, you're going to have your water now. I say, I don't want it. And I say, if you don't have it, you can't have your coffee. So drink half a litre of water. Yeah. And then it makes you realize that you're thirsty later on in the day. It's really interesting. Yeah.
It's interesting because if I don't drink enough in the morning, I get a headache later on. Mm. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you do drink a lot in the morning. That's great.
I was just thinking I do. I drink quite a bit in the morning, but not all. When you've put 2 liters, it sounds like a lot, but I have, you know, 500 mLs goes pretty quickly.
It does, exactly. So. Just 4 of those. Easy.
And then how much the rest of the day?
Then you can relax the rest of the day because a lot of people save up their water till late afternoon and then they're not sleeping. They're up all night peeing.
That's true too.
Yeah.
I'm up all night peeing anyway.
It's so annoying, isn't it?
It's so annoying.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And then what do you think about, you know, everybody's gone away from having orange juice, for instance, freshly squeezed orange juice in the morning. Better to have a tablet or to have that orange juice?
Well, there was a study, it came out a few years ago, that showed that some oranges didn't have any vitamin C in.
Wow.
Because they're picked before they're ripe and they're stored in warehouses and all those terrible things happen.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
I had no idea either.
So, it's got lots of other things going for it, but it might not have that much vitamin C in it. But it's still good.
That's devastating.
So really that liposome, that sort of,
that's really important.
Vitamin C, that sort of gel is a really important thing. I find the B, I have the B12 in that as well, and it makes me feel quite sick sometimes.
Disgusting taste, isn't it?
Well, it also makes me feel very nauseous.
That's interesting.
So what's the best way to take
Bees. That Viridian, they make a really good one.
Okay.
And so does Pure Encapsulation. It's just a little tiny capsule.
Okay. Because it's really powerful, that stuff.
Yeah.
And then what would you say is the single biggest change someone could make to their diet starting today to boost their immune system?
For most people, it's get rid of sugar.
Get rid of sugar. It's the enemy.
Yeah,
the skin,
it really
too,
is.
Everything.
Dark chocolate has got a lot going for it. It's got fiber. It's got antioxidants. You know, it feeds the good microbes. Make sure it's at least 70%.
Is there a brand you like?
Fire Tree 100% is quite something. And the thing with that is not to chew it. So you just let a square dissolve in your mouth. And it's like it gets into your brain and it gives you all the satisfaction of...
Where's
and
that
beautiful
made?
Packaging.
Brazil or something?
It comes from the Solomon Islands or somewhere.
Okay.
But I think they make it here. I'm not sure.
What was it called again?
Fire Tree. Beautiful Fire website. Beautiful packaging. Makes you feel better just looking at it.
You're amazing, Petronella.
I
know you're amazing. No, you're amazing. Will you be our resident nutritionist on the Guinea
Pig? I'd love
Will you
to.
Come
I'd
and tell
honest.
Us.
Thank you so much.
I'd love
so
it if
important.
You'd come back.
Thank you. I'd
seasonally.
Love to.
I think it would be great.
I always think that, you know, going to medical school, it's the one thing that we should all learn, and we don't learn anything
about it.
And, you know, the root, as you said, of all issues generally, I mean, not generally, but is absolutely affected by nutrition.
Good old Hippocrates, you know, everything starts in the gut.
That's
you know,
true.
If we look after
follow
our microbes,
gut.
Follow our gut, exactly.
And you're writing a book, aren't you, Petra?
I'm writing a book about supplements. I have written a book called A Human Being Diet, which is really all about eating the foods that made us human and the foods that are very good for our immune system. And then there might be one about skin to come.
Yes, I'd love to talk to you more about skin supplements and things like that, because we haven't really got in. There's so many of these supplement brands are saying skin. I get sent so much stuff for skin health, skin supplements, skin. And I'd love to know if you think they work.
Yeah, no, that would be great. Let's do it.
Let's do a skin supplement episode. If any of you've got any questions for Petronella that we can pass on to her, please.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, please do. And keep in touch with... by email on the guineapigpod @gmail.com and on our Insta at the Guinea Pig Podcast.
And thank you so much, Petronella, for joining us.
Pleasure.
It was really so informative. I think everybody needs a little bit of
this.
Supplementation in their life. As you said, it's like so many things out there. How do you know what to take? And so I think this was really insightful.
I think you've really broken it down for us, so thanks.
No, thank you so much for inviting me.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialling a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't. Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.